Welcome, tech enthusiasts and curious minds alike, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive headfirst into the digital deep end. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex and often tangled world of technology.
And I'm Jamie, the one who's always asking, "So what does that button do?" Together, we're going to explore the invisible network that keeps our digital world spinning: telecommunications infrastructure. It sounds fancy, but trust me, we'll make it fun.
Absolutely, Jamie. Telecommunications infrastructure is essentially the global nervous system for data. Every text you send, every video call you make, it all relies on this vast, interconnected web of technology.
So it's the reason I can binge watch my favorite shows without leaving my couch?
Exactly that, Jamie. From the copper wires of yesteryear to today's fiber optic and 5G networks, this infrastructure has evolved to support our insatiable appetite for data.
And let me just say, my appetite is very insatiable. But how does it all fit together? I mean, it sounds like a lot of technical mumbo jumbo.
It does at first, but think of it as a three-layer cake. At the bottom, you have the core network, which is like the backbone, connecting major nodes and routing data globally. Think huge internet routers, submarine cables, and data center interconnects.
Yum, the backbone cake, my favorite flavor. What's the next layer?
The next layer is the transport network, which connects users to that core network. This is where you find fiber optics, DSL, and 4G, 5G towers.
Okay, getting closer to the user, and the top layer?
The cherry on top is the end user infrastructure, the last mile that delivers connectivity to homes and devices. This includes Wi-Fi routers, mobile devices, and IoT gateways.
Got it. So it's all about getting data from the big global network right into my living room.
Precisely. And this infrastructure has come a long way, from telegraphs in the 1830s to today's mobile broadband and beyond.
Speaking of evolution, do you think our early tech ancestors ever imagined we'd be sending cat videos across the globe in seconds?
Probably not, Jamie. They were likely more concerned with sending simple messages over long distances. But the principles they laid down are still in play today.
Fascinating. Now, I hear a lot about wired versus wireless infrastructure. What's the deal there?
Great question. Wired infrastructure, like fiber and copper, offers high bandwidth and stable latency but can be expensive and immobile. Wireless, on the other hand, offers flexibility and coverage but can suffer from interference and generally provides lower throughput.
So it's a trade-off. But what about when I hear people talking about 5G as if it's going to change the world?
5G is definitely a game changer, offering higher frequencies, massive MIMO antennas, and network slicing for faster speeds and lower latency. It's set to revolutionize not just how we use our phones, but also how autonomous systems operate.
Wow, so the future really is wireless. But with all this tech, security must be a nightmare.
It's a constant battle, Jamie. With the infrastructure being a prime target for attacks, using encryption, implementing redundant paths, and following zero trust principles are crucial for keeping data safe.
Sounds like a full-time job just keeping up with the threats.
It is, and that's why we have dedicated network engineers and cybersecurity professionals. But let's not forget the importance of scalability and observability in keeping these networks reliable and efficient.
Scalability, observability, it's like you're speaking my language now, Alec. Well, if it was slightly less technical.
All it means is that as more devices connect and more data is shared, our telecom infrastructure needs to grow and adapt without dropping the ball. And observability is just about keeping an eye on everything to make sure it's working as expected.
Keeping an eye on the digital world, so to speak. I like that. It's been quite the journey today, from telegraphs to 5G and cybersecurity.
Indeed, Jamie. And to think, we've only scratched the surface of the telecommunications infrastructure, the backbone of modern connectivity, the unsung hero of our digital lives.
Well, I think it's time to wrap up this episode before we start writing sonnets to our Wi-Fi routers. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
We hope you found today's dive into the world of telecommunications as fascinating as we did. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech explorations and send us your questions. Who knows? We might just answer them in our next episode.
Until next time, keep those routers rebooting and those minds curious. Goodbye. Theme music fades in and out.